T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Martin Reese, we are back. Dave Dombrowski, the president of Phillies baseball operations, momentarily will be on the line as he's had one heck of an offseason so far, Ike Reese.
Certainly has.
Yeah, we had to wait till February to get Bryce Harper and who was it, Arrieta, and then there was this a trade for Gene Segura, but we got it. Man, got it in plenty of time, so lots of time to get your Philly season tickets and spring training tickets and everything else. So he's going to join us right now as Dave Dombrowski is the president of baseball operations for the Philadelphia Phillies, and he joins Marks and Reese right now. Dave, good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Well, it's been a great week for us. I'm sure it's been pretty good for yourself, right?
Yeah, we've been very happy with it. Just got done introducing Trey Turner, and he's such a great player and such a good person, and we're just thrilled to have him. It makes us so much better, and we've made progress on some other things that sometimes you have to go through some official steps, but it's been a good week for us.
Here's the thing that I'm interested in, Dave. Like, you guys come off, obviously, a World Series run, and a great World Series run, by the way. Congratulations on that. And I'm wondering, from your perspective and the ball club's perspective, how tough or is the decision tough to make when you hit the offseason? To how far do you go in trying to add to what you just did versus, you know, do you run it back or do you try to keep things the way that they were as best you can? Like, what's that like for yourself and your staff trying to figure out, okay, what's going to be our approach to this offseason?
Well, it's a great question, and it's one where there's a lot of preparation that becomes involved in that. And so we have meetings at the year end with our major league coaching staff and some of our scouts and front office personnel to review our club and then project who we believe will be in our plans for the next year, discuss who we would really want to make a serious effort to attempt to keep. And then after we do that and collect our thoughts, we also work on then which other players from other organizations and what free agents may fill the needs that we would have with a particular team. So you're in a position where, for us, of course, you would prefer to add in almost every case a free agent rather than a trade, because that's a dollar acquisition rather than a giving up player acquisition. So we spend a lot of time doing that, and you respect the player's ability. I think it's like, for example, we had a tremendous year. So many people contributed to that. But after years, you try to be in a position where you focus on not taking all of that into account and trying to be in a position where you make the best decision for your club going forward, not just in the past. And I will say that you learn throughout the years. Like for me, in 2018, I was with the Boston Red Sox, and we had a great season, of course. We won the World Series, won 108 regular season games, and we went to 11-3 in the postseason, and I went to a lot of efforts to try to basically keep that total team, not just the core, because the core was easily kept together. They weren't free agents, kind of similar to here. But I made a lot of strides to try to keep that core together, and I think I learned from that wasn't as important as I thought it may be, because we didn't play quite as well the next year starting off. And so the core of players, they weren't all the same necessarily players. So you had the camaraderie coming back. But I learned that once you end up in a position you're not playing quite as well, that maybe we could have improved ourselves in another position or two.
That's interesting. Great year for free agent shortstops, Dave. Why Trey Turner over the other guys?
Well, and I want to be careful because I came across in that in the sense that all four of them are quality players.
Mm-hmm.
All extreme quality people. We met with all of them. Extremely impressive. But I just think it came down for us when a couple of factors. One, in Trey's case, ability-wise, we have him a little bit better than some of the others. He adds something to our club that we don't have a lot of, speed at the top of the order. He has that athleticism, but he's just a great, great player. And I think he also has the makeup for our ball club that really fits into the type of team that we have. And again, everybody else was outstanding, but just little edges in that regard. Got to know him myself a little bit, but also doing the homework that we did. We had so many of our individuals that have been with him in the past, from Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Kevin Long, Howie Kendrick. And you start doing research on that, and you just can't find a bad thing to be said about the person. So it just looked like a really good fit for us overall with what he brings. And then when you're starting talking about the years that we're talking about, which we knew it would take, is that you also look at the aging aspect of the player, and he's very athletic and a hard worker and great attitude and approach to continue to be better. So I think all of that fit into giving him a little bit over an edge over the other individuals.
How much when you look at a player, and Dave, 11 years is, it's a, you know, Xander got 11 years as well, so it seems like it's kind of a trend thing to space out the money. But when you're signing such a long deal, how much playing in the Northeast Quarter, and you're familiar with it in Boston, when you're looking at a particular player, how much do you have to look into that and say, like, what happens if he comes out and he struggles? How much of his personality and kind of his mentality do you look at when you're signing a guy to play in a place like Philadelphia?
Well, it's extremely important. I think that you have to weigh that in heavily. I think that you don't leave any stone unturned. And, I mean, even the greatest of players, say Bryce Harper's MVP and is find a player in the game of baseball, but he goes through slumps too. And so it happens. And so being able to deal with that, when people may be in a position where they hoot and holler on you, even though they still love you, they hoot and holler on you. You have to be able to handle that. You have to be able to handle the struggles. You have to be able to handle the cold weather, right? I mean, you're going to have more of this than you would in other places. So now in Trey's case, he is a person that has shown that he can do it. He played in Washington. He's played in the world championship team there. He's played in college at North Carolina State. I mean, he's in a position where he's just really been an overall exposed to the Eastern Corridor here, and one that we think can handle it.
Howard asked the question in the press conference. How important is it to Kyle Schwarber that he bats leadoff? Is this something he wants to do?
Well, usually in these cases, I leave that up to our manager to handle. In Rob Thompson's case, of course, we've talked about it internally. And I usually leave that up to them. Kyle Schwarber will hit wherever we would like him to hit. And, of course, he'll have feedback into that. And Rob will figure it out with those guys. But he'll hit in other places. He's not married to the leadoff spot. Did a very good job for us last year in many regards. So the question will come to you, do you have somebody like him who hits leadoff that's in a position where, and I think his on-base percentage will actually be better this year. Hopefully he doesn't strike out. He struck out a little bit more than he normally would last year, despite as good a season he had, versus the speed aspect of having somebody like Trey on top. And it also may make a difference of left-right hitting in your lineup, how you balance that out. So those will be things that, in our situation, you're probably better asked to Rob, because he'll be the one that makes that final decision.
Well, I know you'll be making decisions here for a few years to come. Congratulations on your 3-year extension that you received here. And I was pleasantly surprised at that, because it says you're committed to being here. You're committed to building something with this organization. And you have the fan base definitely excited for this team moving forward. But from your perspective, I'm wondering what made it enticing for you to want to commit extra years to what you have going on here and what you've started?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. I think there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm healthy and I love what I do. So I'm not ready to be in a position where I'm anywhere close to not doing this. But then when you start talking about having the ability, John Middleton, from an ownership perspective, has been tremendous with me. I love working with him. He's supported us, but I enjoy the working relationship with him. We have a great front office club here, and working with the individuals and the fan base, we can see how supportive they are. And I'm driven myself, as John had said, to make this a world-class championship organization, but also to be one of the best organizations in baseball from top to bottom, so you're there on a consistent basis. So the drive to accomplish that in an environment that I enjoy really creates, I'm not sure what else you would want to have. It's something that I love doing, and I'm fortunate to be doing it in a place that I love doing it, and this is a great sports city. So those are the reasons really for me. And again, having the ability, and we've made some changes over the last couple of years. I remember telling John Middleton and the Buck family before the season even started, I said, even if we win a world championship, mm-hmm. we're not where we need to be as an organization at this point. So those are things that we continue to work on, and with Sam Fold and with the rest of the individuals in our organization. I'm very fortunate, and we're very fortunate to have them, and I look forward to doing that over at least the next 5 years.
Dave Dombrowski joins us as Trey Turner announced to the media today. There's a couple of other signings that have been reported that aren't official yet, and I'm sure that'll be coming in the next couple days. But after that, Dave, do you envision any other major signing? Is there another big one in there for you guys?
Well, I don't think that we're in that position where I look at a major signing. I think we may look as important signings, but major, I look as guys that are signing large multi-year deals. And but we have important things that we still are looking to do. And you're always open-minded to do whatever that you can. I think that's why we're in a spot where however we can get better, you continue to do that. But I would be surprised based upon our ball club right now, because I do think that the best clubs that are there have the good star players, but they also have some young players and players that know their roles as part of their team. So you have to be careful. You can you win with stars, but you also have to have the other type of players that are the supportive players on your club. To me, those are the clubs that are the best, and I think we have a nice combination of that right now.
Sniffing around at maybe another starting pitcher or anybody like that?
Well, we'll keep our eyes open for that, for sure.
All right. Yeah, one other thing, Andrew Painter. Your top prospect, could you envision him being with the big club in 2023?
Yes, I could envision him. I mean, he has to earn it by all means, so there's a long way before that would happen. But he has the ability, and I think he also has the makeup to handle that. He's a real rarity as far as how talented he is, and also the work ethic and the combination to be successful. So, yes, I could see that happening. And, again, he'll have to earn it, but I'm hopeful that he'll do it.
11 years, is that the longest contract you've signed? I'm trying to think, because you've had some stars.
Yes, it's the longest. We've had maybe a 10-year deal, but 11 is the longest.
And is that just a new thing in baseball where it's you can keep the annual salary at 27? Because 11 years for, you know, Trey will be in his late 30s. The last couple of years of that contract is just from your perspective, that's not something you guys worry about right now?
Well, I mean, I think you're always worried about the aging curve. I mean, you're always worried about the injury factor with players. But I think right now, when you look at the contracts that players are getting, if you're going to compete, that's the way you're competing. So kind of comes with the territory. I think you'd rather have a shorter length in many ways and fewer dollars in many ways, but if you're going to compete and try to win, and with the ownership that we have, that's what it's necessary in order to compete to sign the players.
All right, one other thing: the Rule 5 pitcher Noah Song that you picked up that was serving out of service in the Naval Academy. Do you expect him to be available to pitch this season? And what information can you give us on that?
I do not expect that. I really am totally. It's an unknown factor for us. We're hopeful. But we also are just totally unsure. We think it was worth the gamble for the cost and his abilities. But as far as where his actual service time and service to the country comes, I'm unsure of that. We haven't had enough time to really dig through all that. And there is still some uncertainty even when you start asking questions. But he's supporting the country, and we support that. And then hopefully he'll be in a position comes and whenever that happens, he pitches for the Philadelphia Phillies and does very well, but I do not know when that will be.
Dave, congratulations, and happy holidays to you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, appreciate it, Dave.
Hey, to you. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Dave Dombrowski. So there you go. Doesn't sound
like
that
dude. I like that dude.
He's such a good talker.
You
can ask him. I can ask him about the Schwarber. So what's
like
the read? What's the read on the Schwarber answer, Jack? If Schwarber wants to do
it, I think
it's
they signed Trey Turner to be their leadoff hitter.
Yeah. I mean, it's simple. Like, but there's no reason to cause any issues right now. It just isn't.
Right.
Just isn't. They'll go to spring training, and it'll get worked out in spring training.
Man. Well, great job by the Phillies, and their team is looking really good.
The good thing is, I mean, even if they decided to go with Schwarber as the leadoff hitter, what's the downfall? He hits 40 home runs and does what he did last year?
Yeah, there could be worse options.
Yeah, it's not like we're putting, I don't know, I don't need to throw any names out there.
Mickey Moniak?
Yeah, I'm not going to throw a name. I'm not going to throw a name out there. Yes.
Not the 2016 Phillies.
No. Odubel.
So it's good.
It's not like putting Odubel.
I just when you hear him speak, you don't feel like he's BSing you, he's lying to you, even if he's not giving you an answer you may be looking for. He certainly is considerate of the answer that he gives.
He gives thoughtful answers.
It's a thoughtful answer, and you can walk away from it. Even though I know I didn't get the answer that I wanted, I feel like he at least gave me the courtesy of giving me a thoughtful answer as opposed to brushing me off.
Like, if we don't, we don't.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
God, yes, exactly. Yes.
It is so refreshing.
It's completely 180 degrees from that.
No. Yes. He is so confident. You can just tell that, he's been successful for a reason, and you know that. But just how he's able to handle pretty much everything that he does. Mm-hmm. He has a plan going in. It is it's great that it's a shame because John Middleton, when he hired McPhail, this is what he thought he was getting. He thought he was getting a baseball guy, and then they hired the GM, and everything's great. Unfortunately, that wasn't a great hire. Mm-hmm. This was a great hire. So, he also said, don't expect another big signing. So,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. He told you right there. Expect another big signing.
Well, he did say an important signing, though.
Yes. Oh, no, no doubt about that. But he was just trying to prepare everybody. If you think there's another 100-something million dollar deal, that's not going to happen.
But if there's a 2-year, $50 million deal or something, he's going to wait the market out, and he's going to try to find a good value. And if he ends up finding somebody that doesn't get a cut, you may see another player.
I think he's earned our trust.
Oh,
it's okay to sit back and just let him do his due.
No doubt about
it. Yeah, he knows which pitchers will fit best, and for the price that he's looking to spend, and you got to at least give him that over what is it 2 years he's been here?
Man, he has done such a great job. Yeah,
he's been great for two off seasons. Last year was Schwarber and Castellanos. We know. But
hey, listen, Pat Gillick had some bad signings.
Listen, so. Castellanos, it's not over with yet.
No.
And I think he's bouncing back this year.
You're not calling
honestly,
it?
Honestly, the thing.
You're not going to call it yet?
No, honestly, I think he's going to be closer to what he was his last year in Cincinnati than what we saw last year.
The biggest difference for me with Dombrowski is that he's able to find the fringe pieces to round out the roster, which mm-hmm. they were so bad at the years before.
The Brandon Marshes, those guys
And that was the difference between Pat Gillick and Ed Wade.
Yeah.
He knew how to finish a team.
Yep.
He did, and it got him a World Series. And now, you're right, Jack, it's so similar. Like, he knows what a team's missing.
So we go Howie 1, Dombrowski 2.
I'd say 1A, 1B.
I don't know about that one,
brother. Are we talking about Howie 3.0 or Howie 2.0?
That's the thing. He has these .0s. He's been around a long time.
Yes, he has.
Yeah,
we've only seen the good from Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah, we Howie's had to bounce back from a bad draft.
Maybe in 20.
And Chip.
Maybe in 20,
and Chip. Yeah,
2031,
exactly.
we might be singing a different tune about the era we're in right now.
By the way, the top 5 at 5, which normally is heard at 5 o'clock, sponsored by Bell Beverage, just off I-95 near the sports complex. Bell Beverage is your game day choice for beer, soda, water, and all your tailgating needs online, bellbeverage.com.
Dave Dombrowski's not going to tell you, I got you, bro.
He's not going to go over and start cursing.
I got you, bro.
Start cursing at the fans.
Only Howie does that, man.
Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of their big year-end sale. 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. All right. Now we just need spring training to get here. But listen, we got the rest of the football season.
Yeah, I'm not in a rush. Yeah, plenty of football left. Yeah, baseball spring training starts, and then we're like, oh, I can't wait till the regular season gets here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we're saying, I can't wait for football to get here.
Well, I mean, no, we're not going to do that this year with baseball. This is going to be a fun baseball season.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be awesome. All right, we will – so, Jack, we're playing in the envelope coming up at 5:30. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
We're putting a giant in the envelope?
Always.
a giant in the envelope coming up at 5:30. We'll tell you about the prize we have for that coming up here in just one second. But hang on one second, because Mark's Jewelers, listen, you know what time of year it is, that time of year where you're like, man, I still haven't gotten anything from my wife, from my mom, for whoever in your life for the holidays, and that's why you want to go right now to Mark's Jewelers and get an amazing present from Mark's Jewelers. They really are my jewelers, so whether you're looking for the holidays, whether you're looking to get engaged, Mark's Jewelers is the place that you want to go. The best selection, the best prices. They even custom make a ring for your future wife. Mark's-Jewelers.com, and also the annual Men's Night Out. It's coming up. It's a week from today, December 15th. So if you haven't done your shopping, this is a great night to go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville on Route 309. They have delicious food. They have great beverages. And then shop, hang out. I'll be there and get whatever you need. Mark's-Jewelers.com, Mark's-Jewelers.com. Let's get a phone call. John in Lansdale. John, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, John and Ike, how you guys doing?
What's up?
What's up, John?
Good. Johnny, early when the show first started, just real quick on this one, you were listing different or famous Duanes.
Yeah.
You may have overlooked the most famous one. I'm not sure. If you did, if you got him, I apologize.
You got.
How about Dwayne Johnson?
The Rock?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess, I mean...
Well, he's probably the most famous one.
He's got to be. I just thought, because he's known as Dwayne Johnson more than The Rock now, or he tries to go by Dwayne Johnson. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Okay, thanks. that was a great diatribe you had against that one cowboy or cowgirl.
Yes,
fan.
Trey from Deptford.
I think you deserve some Ike juice for that.
I do. Let me get some. Drinking that Ike juice.
Listen, guys, I've been doing a little research, and the Cowgirls have never beaten the Eagles in Philly in a playoff game. They have 1-3 in Dallas, but the one, of course, was the infamous NFC Championship game on January 11th of 1981. And basically, I see no way they're not going to play in Philly if they have to meet them in the playoffs, Johnny.
It'd be tough.
I know you laid it all out, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think right now they got, five games left, both teams?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you want to translate this to baseball in terms of a magic number, the way I calculated it out, even if they were to lose Christmas Eve, it could potentially be the Eagles only needing to win 3 out of the next 5. And they would be in.
Well, a lot of it depends on what happens with Dallas as well. But, yeah, I mean, the head-to-head game isn't as important, except that it just doesn't allow you for any slip-ups in the final two games of the season, and then you would have to play your regulars, because if they're only a game behind you and you finish with the same record, you would lose the tiebreaker, depending on what happened. But let's worry about that when it actually happens. 215-592-9494. All right, on the other side, Jack, I guess we're going to clear the lines because we're putting a giant in the envelope. Your chance to win tickets to the Tidal Wave Musical Festival. All you have to do is ask us a yes or no question, and we'll answer. You give a guess at who the giant in the envelope is, and you will win. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, guys, this Christmas, give her the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Next best thing to wearing nothing. Man. Wearing nothing at all. Swallowed in it. It got, yeah. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Available exclusively at Pajamagram. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas are so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Now leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's right. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift for you. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping for you with free gift packaging. In a year filled with the unexpected, get her something that she can count on. But you need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram.com to order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back in the envelope. Today we are playing for a pair of 3-day general admission passes to the Tidal Wave Music Festival featuring Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, and many more, August 11th through the 13th in Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's 2023. For more information, visit TidalWaveFest.com. Jack, will you be there? Are you already taking off?
It sounds like my kind of show, honestly. I mean, Aldean was my walkout song in high school.
That's
right.
We found that out yesterday.
Yep.
What does he play, Jason Aldean? What's the song?
My Kind of Party.
Oh. I mean,
have any idea.
You're right. I probably
That's a pretty
would.
Big get, though. I mean, Brooks and Dunn are legends. Thomas Rhett's hot right now.
I mean, Ike's already requested off for the for all 3 days.
I know. He's going to be out camping with the people.
The hell with the Eagles training camp. All right, so it's simple. There's a giant in the envelope. You're going to dial 215-592-9494. You ask a yes or no question. We'll give you the answer. Then you guess who the giant in the envelope is. The first person that gets it correct on the air wins. It's that simple, all right? And make sure you're listening at home as you dial in so you're not asking the same question over and over and over. Or do that because it's fun. Let's go to Mo in Newtown. Mo, what is your question?
Sure. Is it an offensive player?
It is. Is an offensive player.
Okay.
Good question.
Dave Meggett?
It's not Dave Meggett.
That's a good guess. Good guess. Look at that Meggett.
Look at that. Was he a Cowboy?
I don't think so.
I thought people always.
Or did he go to the Jets?
I think he was a Parcells Jet guy.
He was a Patriot.
Yeah. Parcells Patriot guy. Yeah. Yeah, he was there for a couple years when Bill was up there.
Yep.
Good guess. Nick and Winona. Nick, what's your question?
Is he a running back?
He is a running back.
Oh, boy.
Brandon Jacobs?
Brandon Jacobs, a good guess. Incorrect.
Man. That was a big boy.
So he was, was he a rookie towards your end of your years here?
Yeah, I played against him in Atlanta. No, I played against him when I was in Atlanta. Yeah.
Fun guy to tackle?
And I literally thought they had a DN warming up at running back during pregame. I was like, dude, they got a DN over there warming up. That's how big he was compared to everybody
else.
He's easily 6'4", 260 pounds easily, yeah.
Trucking at you.
Yeah.
Man. Let's go to G. G's in Lindenwood. G, what's your question?
Did he win a Super Bowl with Eli Manning?
Did he win a Super Bowl with Eli Manning? No.
Oh.
Okay, I'll go with
Tiki Barber.
Is it Tiki Barber who's going to join us on the show tomorrow at 3 o'clock? No!
Ah, I hate admitting that I like Tiki.
That smile. I can imagine it, that big smile on the field.
I hate admitting that I like Tiki.
Yeah. Yeah, he joins us tomorrow at 3 o'clock. 215-592-9494. All right, we've narrowed it down quickly here, right, Grace? Let's go to Mike in Washington Crossing. Mike, what is your question?
Did he play for the Eagles?
He did not play for the Eagles.
Is it Ron Dean?
Is it Ron Great Dane? It is!
Yeah, Mike! There you go.
So if I would have said, who were you fishing for when you said, did he play for the Eagles?
Dorsey Levin.
Man, you know how to play this game.
Yes.
All right, Mike, hang on a second, man.
Dorsey Levin.
Congratulations.
I would have said B. Mitch, Mike.
We discussed it in the studio.
I just found out he was a Giant, and, yeah, and frankly, I feel betrayed. My whole childhood is a lie.
He had to get that final check.
Correct.
He had to get that final year. He had to get it.
One more. Yep. Ron Dane graduated, of course, from Pine Hill High School in New Jersey.
Yep.
And he was the Heisman Trophy winner in 1999, and had a nice career.
Oh, yeah.
Ron Dane.
Played against the big fella in college and the pros.
Yeah, I guess you would have, huh?
Played him in his freshman year in college, yep.
So was he he ran for like 2,000-some-odd yards in Wisconsin. I just remember in that big, cold AstroTurf up there that just felt like it hurt when you flew on the ground. He was up there. Who was his quarterback in Wisconsin?
I have no idea.
I can't remember either. All right, well, there you go. If people were trying to get in, 215-592-9494, before we had to clear the lines, there is time for another phone call or two. 215-592-9494. Eagles are 7-point favorites. I guess at this point it's went up a half a point since when I looked at it earlier this week. Mm-hmm. The Raiders tonight, 6.5-point favorites over the Rams. Baker Mayfield could be starting in the game. I haven't seen the latest on that, but Eagles certainly a strong favorite on the road. You talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, Ike, but going up to New York against the Giants, divisional games, never as easy, even when the teams are obviously there's a talent differential on the field. It's never as easy as you think it's going to be.
No. None of these NFC East games are usually easy like that. So going up there on the road, I'd be a little reluctant to lay the 7 points, but I think the Eagles could easily wind up scoring some points late to cover the spread there, but I just don't expect it to be an easy game. And the Giants are fighting for their playoff lives. I mean, they are fighting to stay alive for the playoffs, so you're going to get at least a spirited effort from the New York Giants. And Shill was right. You know, we did the Eagles game plan. I taped it yesterday. And that's one of the things I focused on was the blitzing aspect of the New York Giants. They blitz 50% of the time more than anybody else in the NFL. And that's something we're going to have to be able to handle as an offensive line. And Jalen understanding where the blitzes are coming from. And do you take off? Do you get rid of the ball quick? Like, the one thing blitzing does, it speeds up your thought process. So he's not going to be able to sit back there and just think about what he's going to do. He either's going to know where to go with the ball immediately, or he's going to recognize it's either zero blitz or some type of man blitz, and he's going to be able to take off.
Right. And and Shane Steichen and Nick Sirianni should also be prepared that they're going to see heavy doses of blitzes and counters to it.
Yeah, there's no Giants footage that they're watching where they're not seeing heavy blitzing. They do it every game.
So they don't blitz. Just trying to think about what defenses, how they've played the Eagles even semi recently. Are they not blitzing
Jalen as much?
Yeah.
And then I don't think Tennessee did that very often. They didn't seem to blitz a whole lot. I thought Green Bay tried to blitz and then use a spy, and Jalen just beat the spy. Like, if you're going to use a spy, I mean, at least let him be fast enough to cover the damn quarterback. Yeah. They had a spy on one of those plays, and he ran for like 30 yards on the play.
He ran right by him.
Yeah, so, you know, the Giants personnel, they use – and you know what they use a lot of? 7 DBs. So they use this – you can either call it a quarter – package or a dollar package. You know, you had nickel, you have dime, and the nickel is 5 DBs, dime is 6 DBs, so 7 DBs is like either some teams refer to it as quarter or dollar coverage, and that's where it's one linebacker, or even sometimes the linebacker they're using or the guy that's playing the linebacker position is really a safety.
Right.
And I guess they're trying to get more speed on the field.
So three down linemen, one linebacker, and the rest guys in the
second. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what's the and they blitzing from that? Is that where so they're trying to get mismatches with faster guys that can get in there?
Yes.
Interesting.
They're trying to confuse you.
And their defensive coordinator, Wink Martindale, who was longtime with the Ravens, very creative, and like you said, they blitz more than anybody in the league, and that's what they want to do.
It's I haven't looked at how many points the Giants have given up or any of that. I haven't looked at their defensive stats. I just know when you blitz that much, it's hit or miss, man. So they're giving up big plays also.
They better get to you.
Yes. Like, yeah, if they don't get to you, yeah. You figure it out. You can – and listen, the last time I actually watched the Giants play was that on Thanksgiving, the Cowboys game. And that was a game for at least –
it was a game.
That was a game for about, what, 2.5 quarters.
It was a game.
Unfortunately, they covered.
Yeah, that's right.
You got backdoored. Yeah, you got
backdoored. Well, and Dallas only scored 28. Didn't Dak have two picks in that game, too?
Yeah, two picks early.
Yeah, he had two picks in that game.
Yeah, I didn't come away from that game thinking like
the Giants' defense was doing anything special. Yeah.
So the Lions put up. So honestly, of recent, like the Lions went in there and were they favorites in that game, or it was like a very close spread and people were like, "What's going on?" That the Lions are coming
in New York.
Yeah, that was in New York. The Lions beat. They scored 31 on them.
Okay.
But before that, I mean, they've done a pretty good job. They beat the Ravens.
Dude, let me tell you about those Lions. People sleeping on the Lions.
Yeah, they're good.
I don't know who I was talking to the other day. Maybe it was Elliot I was talking to about.
Elliot.
The Lions not drafting a quarterback. Like, I wouldn't draft a quarterback. You got Jared Goff. Like, he's young enough. You're scoring points the way. What is Dan Campbell going to do? Start over with a rookie quarterback?
Well, they're winning too many games to get the first pick anyway.
Well, exactly. You're not getting the first pick, so now you're going to have to maneuver to take even if it was one of these other quarterbacks. I mean, I don't even like these quarterbacks coming out.
I saw the
C.J. Stroud, the Bryce Young, Will Levis, the kid from Florida's coming out.
Anthony Richardson,
which is a mistake.
Yeah, so I don't even like – although he could be a developmental project. I mean, you could draft him and then develop him.
He's not playing week one.
Right, he's not a week one player.
You know, Mel Kiper on his big board had Will Levis as his number one quarterback.
Yeah,
which I find,
how great is Kentucky this year?
Which I find crazy.
How good is Kentucky
It's because
this year?
Of the raw tools. I've watched this guy play enough in college to not –
yeah,
I wouldn't
and
be taking
he transferred
him
from Penn State.
Yep.
So
could it beat out Sean Clifford? Are you kidding me?
Exactly, no, he couldn't.
Exactly. So I don't know. It doesn't mean these guys won't be able to play, but we did a thing on the quarterbacks last year, and Kenny Pickett, he's doing okay. But
is that what you expected, right, Kenny
Pickett? Well, yeah. I mean, does anybody look at him like he's a franchise-changing quarterback?
No,
like, he's okay.
He's a decent starter.
Yeah, man. He's a decent starter, but it's not like you just drafted Josh Allen or one of those guys.
No.
So, I mean, if I'm Detroit, I stick with Goff. He's young enough. You got Jameson Williams coming in. You got two running backs, Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift. Like, they got Amon St. Brown.
They have good players.
Why would I go get a young quarterback I got to develop and hope he can play?
They have talent. They have talent for sure.
And that division isn't very good anymore.
Green Bay's going to be, right? Who knows, with Jordan Love.
So now you're competing with –
the Bears have started over with Justin Fields.
Exactly, and Kirk Cousins.
And Minnesota, that's a good team, but, you know.
It's okay.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, back to the phones in a second. But listen, if your home needs new windows and doors, but listen, you said to yourself, like, all right, well, let's just get through this winter, and then we'll think about doing it after that. No. Act right now for a lot of different reasons, right? First of all, the comfort level in your home. The high heating bills that you're going to save on, plus Guida's big end of year sale, Guida Door and Window. They're bringing back their biggest discounts of the year. 40% off each window you buy. That's right. 40% off every professionally installed window and 40% off any door that includes insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. And you don't have to worry about touching your holiday money because Guida allows you to start your project with no money down and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 months. If you need new windows and doors, and you know if you need them like I did, I finished all the paperwork and I am ready to go. We are getting new windows and a new sliding glass door from Guida, and I took advantage of this great sale and they will be installed within a few weeks. The offer does expire for this December 31st, so call Guida today to schedule a free in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. All right, we'll finish up with Mike from Delco on the phones. But let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by Bud Light. Join Ava Graham at Island Pizza in Douglasville, Pennsylvania, this Sunday for an Eagles watch party and root the Eagles on to victory against New York. This Sunday, text line.
Text line.
Mark's feeling this way couldn't make me feel any better. The Delaware Valley.
Yeah, exactly. Me worrying about the Eagles and the Cowboys, I've been wrong with all my predictions this year, so everybody should be happy that I'm feeling this way.
I think most people are.
Yeah. If I came out and I was saying L-O-C-K like Jack was, locked that they go to the Super Bowl, people don't want to hear that.
No, it makes us uncomfortable.
Right.
Well, sometimes you got to tell people the truth, even if the truth hurts.
If I felt like that, which, by the way, it's still possible that I will feel like that before this is all said and done. Right now, I don't. All right, what's next?
You guys think Chuck would want to do a show with me when I'm done? What a talent. Jason Kelce in South Philly.
Wow. Kelce with Chuck.
Wow.
Nick, run the damn ball, man.
Jason would agree, right?
Yeah. I don't know if Jason would last long there.
May not last long, though.
Give me back my shot!
Yep.
You're a loser, Johnny Martin.
All right, what's next?
94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia from the Tasty Cake Studios. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Chuck from Mount Airy and Black Gritty are on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
There you
go. Tom from Abington.
You are a jut-ass lunatic.
Yep.
Punk.
We already have production being done for Chuck and Black Gritty.
Punk.
They couldn't yell for 4 hours, though, right?
No.
No.
You don't think so?
Well, maybe one day they could, but then they'd be drained the next day.
Yeah, like, we do that 5 days a week.
We can't do that again today.
Yeah, what would day two look like with Chuck and Black Gritty? Well, I'm telling you. Start the podcast.
Well, listen.
Let's hear it.
Well, Chuck's going to spend a few of those days yelling about Embiid and the Sixers.
Oh, first day, straight Embiid. Huh?
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I just like that he picked out Black Gritty as his co-host.
How about that?
He sees talent.
He does. Absolutely. He does. Not Andy from Deptford.
Right, he didn't go with anybody else. He went with Black Gritty.
He has his target in mind. It's smart.
What about O.G. Wade? How come he wouldn't do a show with him?
There's no way that's lasting a whole week.
O.G. Wade, I don't think we'd do a show with him. All right, what's next?
Hate to see my Spartan brethren completely discount the work a 3-time captain of Michigan State has done this year. We're the team to beat. Kirk in Minnesota.
No, you're not the team to beat. You're not. And not until every team that I root for is eliminated from the playoffs while I'll be rooting for Minnesota.
And that's pretty far down?
Yes, that's pretty far down.
Probably not likely to happen, yes. Kurt. But listen, I mean, it's not rooting against you.
Yeah, you know.
Unless it's the Eagles that they play.
Exactly. You come here, you're getting your back beat in, buddy.
So this week, the Lions are 1.5 favorites at home over the Vikings.
Only difference is I just don't call him trash.
No, you're very respectful. Where the rest of us aren't.
Yes, exactly.
Until we want it to work in our favor for the Eagles. Like, no, the Eagles aren't good. They beat the Vikings. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Knowledge without college. OG Wade might really be Jalen's dad with that cliche. Mark and Monco.
I feel like he's my son.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Text line.
Yep.
That was a good one. I don't think I'd heard that one before.
He's got something new all the time.
Knowledge
with you.
Without college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something my damn kids will be saying. Why do we need to go to college? It's knowledge without college.
Exactly right. Well, that's OG Wade.
Oh, man.
Man. Another, actually, Wade and Chuck with A-plus calls today.
Yeah.
On a Thursday. Now, Ike, are you sticking with your Raiders call for tonight? -6.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with it. Something tells me everybody's betting the Raiders, which means the Rams.
Yeah, that's why I worry about
it. The Rams will at least cover tonight.
Let me just see
who the hell is quarterbacking? How can you bet on the Rams? You don't even know who's playing quarterback
hopefully
tonight.
Hopefully Baker.
No, you got to wait. You got to wait until shortly before kickoff.
I got to wait to log betting.
So, I mean, what I read was that it's more about Wolford and if he's ready to play. It just didn't seem like that he was going to be ready to play today. So
What about that other dude that was playing quarterback, 16?
Who, Perkins?
Bryce Perkins?
Yeah, no, that's why Bryce Perkins, he's not going to be on a roster next year.
He shouldn't be on the roster right now,
No, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't be on the roster right
Looks
now.
Looks like he works at Perkins.
Man, exactly. Exactly. Looks like he works at Perkins.
See, I thought I got him confused with Bryce Petty for a second. I'm like, really? He's still in the league? And I'm like, hold on. That's not him. He just plays like him.
Yeah, it's definitely not him.
No, it's definitely not him.
It's definitely not him.
I think Bryce Petty's probably an insurance agent. Yeah,
well, and Bryce Petty is a hell of a lot better than Bryce Perkins.
Yeah, and a lot lighter, too.
Yeah. Yes. Did he not get the memo about being... Might help him out a little bit?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Actually, you know what? I want to see him play tonight, come to think of it. It's probably going to be Baker Mayfield. I don't know. I don't really see any updated information here.
Yeah.
Wait, I mean, the only team to claim Baker, it seemed like a lot of people going into it were like, oh, there'll be lots of teams that want Baker. And I was thinking to myself, like, all right, maybe. I don't know. Who the hell wants, who's going to, I mean,
Nobody has room for him to play
right
now. Yeah.
And you're going to bring him in as a backup. So I guess the Rams were the only team that made any sense. Let's go to Delco and speak to Mike. Mike in Delco. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's
thanks
up,
buddy? For taking my call.
What's up, Mike?
You're welcome.
So I just kind of wanted to talk to Jack a little bit about the free agency.
Maybe he should give you his cell phone number and you can talk.
Oh, I'd put a talk about, you know, Craig.
No, I know what you said, but you're not going to call in and say, I just want to talk to Jack for a second about it. Jack certainly could be a part of the conversation, but it's disrespectful to call the Marks and Reese show and want to pivot to talk to just Jack.
Jack is a dirty work guy.
If you want, I can just go to the bathroom real fast. Go ahead. I'll be right back. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, I'm good. Just talk to Jack?
Yeah, talk to Jack. You guys are fine. Go ahead, Mike.
Cool. Hey, what's up, Jack? So I just want to get your thoughts about Craig Kimbrell being a replacement for Eflin in the bullpen. What do you think about that?
It sounds like a Dave Dombrowski signing, but I'm not a big Craig Kimbrell guy. I think he's done, frankly.
You don't think he has anything at the back end of his career for him?
No. And I think he's going to command a little bit too much of a salary. So I'm kind of good.
I appreciate it, Jack. Thanks, man.
All right, no problem at all. Mike and Delco. That felt like a setup.
It wasn't a setup.
It felt like a fake call.
Oh, really?
I mean, how clueless can you be that you're going to call in with a Craig Kimbrell call to the show to speak with Jack?
Well, what do you think? You think they're going to sign Craig Kimbrell?
I don't care.
That was a plant?
I think it was a fake call.
What the hell?
Yeah. I think they're trying to – it's like a Baba Booey or something like that. No, I mean, I don't know if it was set up by Jack or by whoever, but yeah, that was a setup call. Don't you think? I don't know.
Well, now you got me thinking about it. I guess maybe it was.
Yeah, it's just Oh, look, Scott and King of Prussia wants to talk about baseball with Jack. Scott, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Hang on a second. We're back. It's Marks and Reese. We're going to hand it off to Talking Baseball with Jack. Here's Jack Fritz.
What's up, Scott? What do you got for me now?
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Oh, doing great, buddy. Couldn't be better.
I wanted to get your feeling on the Turner signings and where we're heading to next.
Feel good about Turner sign. I think we've got our future leadoff hitter. He's gonna hit the first cycle since 2004 with David Bell. And I think they're pretty much done on big signings, but don't rule out a trade to make this team better there, Scooter.
All right. Give me some names on the trade front. I'm thinking starting pitching. What do you think?
Yeah, you can go for some starting pitching. I think they probably are out of the starting ace market now with the Taiwan Walker signing. But you never know. I mean, Dave Dombrowski's an aggressive guy, just like Howie Roseman.
How about the kid from Cleveland? I heard he was
Enough. All right, a few more minutes, like Talking Baseball with Jack. 215-592-9494.
Shane Bieber would be awesome, man. A year and a half left until he has to get paid. Pitched 200 innings last year, 2.88 ERA. It costs you Mick Abel. You want to give up Mick Abel or no?
I wouldn't mind giving him up.
Okay,
actually, because he was a high draft pick. He's got good stuff. He doesn't seem like a guy that's going to be an elite number one or number two starter at the next level. Andrew Painter will be. And Dave Dombrowski told us on the show today that he could see Painter being in the rotation this upcoming year, even at 20 years old, which is crazy to think. But hey, the kid's dominated all the levels he's been, so he probably starts the year at AAA. And see where he goes from there. But I think by May or June, you can see him up here. Matt in Pottstown. Matt, go ahead. How are you?
I'm good. Can I talk to Joe Giglio?
Giglio's not a...
No.
He's not here yet.
Hey, guys. Hey, I love calling. My schedule's been real tight up. I've been meaning to call you guys a lot. I got so much I want to say. I know I don't have time. But I just want to talk to you real quick about the Eagles, real quick.
Yeah.
I know we're switching gears, but.
Yeah, go ahead.
Going forward, as people are talking, when is. Because I'm here. When is Dallas Goedert really cleared to come back? When are we really looking at? Like, week what?
I think after this game, right? I think it's after this game. Yeah.
Is it after this game? Okay.
I think so.
I've been hearing. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I go ahead. I think it is after this game. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's what I was hoping because I heard somebody was saying it's after this game. Another person was saying, no, it's a little later. I was hoping after this game because here's what I think is essential going into that Christmas Eve game. We have to have him back and at least have a game under his belt where he's getting the rust off, getting acclimated, because here's my biggest fear. We try to insert him, and we got a little rhythm going. And even though he's been the guy before the injury, I don't want that disruption. You know what I mean? So I think it's good we get him back one game before we you know, get into Dallas. But I want to know what your thoughts are. You've seen the past 2 weeks without Dallas Goedert, the offense has changed a little bit in the dynamic of where they're going, some of these design runs and things like that. How much of that do you see? Because I think it's doing very well for us. It's throwing teams off balance. Do you think when Dallas comes back, we go right back into the system we were doing like the first 4 weeks, or are we going to be a little bit of a hybrid using the two? Because I think, for me, going forward the rest of the way through, we get in that little bit of a hybrid with what we've been doing the last 2 weeks, and we add Goedert to the mix. That's going to be like a complete new element. That
Matt, we got to run because Joe Giglio and Howard are coming up next. Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We will discuss that and more tomorrow. We're live at Army-Navy Radio Row with a huge Football Friday show with Brian Dawkins, with Tiki Barber, both appearing live with us, Jason Witten, Ron Jaworski, and talking baseball with Jack. That's all tomorrow.
Now, is Dawkins going to try to tackle Tiki, or are we going to be all right?
That would be awesome to see.
I don't think Tiki wants any of that.
No, I think he's, I think he's good.
Yeah, one guy looks like he's still playing.
Yeah, linebacker.
And it's not Tiki. Yeah.
All right, guys. Everybody's Joe and Riding with the King coming up next Thursday Night Football. After that, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya. Hey, listen, here's a household tip from my family to yours for the most reliable hot water for your showers, laundry, and more. Choose a water heater that is built to be the best. Choose Bradford White, because how you heat your water matters. And a professionally installed Bradford White water heater will give your family all the hot water they need year after year, just like it has in my home. So ask your plumbing professional about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. American owned, American strong, Bradford White.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.